What's up, Eagle Hackers? Welcome to the show. I got my bro here. What's your name, man?
You can't remember.
Oh, Samuel. That's right, Samuel.
My name's Samuel.
Yeah, well, let's be honest. I haven't been paying much attention these days anyway, so it is what it is. And this gentleman agreed to be on the show, which is bitching. I'm super fucking happy about that.
I look like a terrorist.
Well, I mean, what the hell do I look like?
A cop, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I get that all the time. But then I'm just like, you know, but he figured out I wasn't because I was asking some dude to square up. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, that's not the case. So, but yeah, it's pretty cool. So yeah, so they like it when you introduce yourself, tell them what you do, just some things about your life, just kind of like a little bit of background that you're willing to say. Why not, man?
My name's Sam. I sell cocaine and other nefarious things. I'm also a chef.
Nice, what do you
cook? Also, Thai food is my specialty.
Really?
I've been cooking Thai food professionally for 19 years. I go into people's homes nowadays. I closed my restaurant a little bit after COVID because I went to prison for a non-sexual, non-violent crime. I didn't want to get out of prison and go right back into my life of mismanaging a restaurant, let alone my own life. Fast forward 3.5 years, I lost everything, being clean and sober. So I don't recommend that, being clean and sober. Fuck that. Asked for it.
Oh, yeah. All right, I got to ask. Let's play a game of, like one-up, just a little bit. Like
I will win, always.
All right, we'll see. Give me a good one. Let's see.
No, you have to start.
I got to start.
Yeah.
I got to start.
Because mine will be like, oh, what?
Yeah, so I was homeless in Seattle, and then some dude comes up to me, and he's like, yo, Chase, you know computers, right? I'm like, yeah, I know computers. He's like, cool, you want to make some money? I'm like, yeah, I do want to make some money. Come on. So he takes me into a Starbucks. He buys me anything I want. He sets me down at a table, opens up his laptop, and he's like, he shows me what he does on this computer or whatever. And he's like, yo, can you do this for me? I'm like, yeah, sure, I can do that. Slaps down his badge on the table. It's for a Fortune 500 company and whatnot. And he's like, okay, you're going to impersonate me. I'm like, what? He's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go take you to, you know, some place, get you all some clothes or whatever, and then you're gonna go into my job and pretend to be me. I'm like, really? So like that actually happened, and then I ended up doing his job for him at this Fortune 500 company while he flew around the world filming Hollywood movies of some kind, you know, and he's a film producer and whatnot. And that's what he did. Wow. He just wanted me to hold his job down for him or whatever.
It's a pretty high class situation. Now, usually when men approach me, they're like, have you ever fucked a man? Yeah.
Fair enough.
I don't know if that's one uppy, but that's definitely...
That's up there.
It's usually people from Bozeman, Montana. Bozeman, Montana, you're all closet homosexuals and your wives deserve better.
I had no idea that was a thing about Bozeman.
It was. I usually ask them, I'm sorry, are you from Bozeman, Montana? They're like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? Oh, you're caught. Red flag.
Yeah.
I thought we were going somewhere way different. Oh. I get stucky situations all the time. Usually it's with an officer holding themselves like this rather than this.
Oh, yeah.
Look like a cop, dog.
I do.
You look like a security officer. These pants are blue. Never mind.
I had one of my stalkers actually come at me pretty hard recently, just over there in front of the Iron Horse and shit. And then, like, yeah, it was, like, really fucking dangerous situation.
So with stalkers, what do you mean by stalker?
It was an ex of mine, actually.
So an ex of mine, I went home one day. My jaw was wired shut. I was pretty fucked up for about 5 months. And I finally realized, I'm like, yo, I'm not in love with you. Get the fuck out of my apartment. She was a jiu-jitsu black belt. She was a personal trainer. I was like 120 by that time. And I'm like, I don't know, like 160 right now.
Dope.
Which is not great. Next morning, she woke me up and offered me breakfast. And I was like, get the fuck out of my house. I went to work at my restaurant. 5 o'clock comes, opening time. Cops show up. And they're like, Sam, you're going to jail. Yada, yada, yada. Fast forward, she now has a restraining order against me. Well, the city takes it up in Montana if any PFMA is involved. I never touched a woman.
Oh, yeah.
There's a recording that says, best back the fuck up or I'm gonna fuck you up. And then she goes, oh really? And I'm like, actually no, not really. I'm gonna back out. And you could tell from the recording that I back out. So for the next 9 months, she stalks me.
Oh,
shit.
So I was
at my restaurant. My employees were like, all the time, like, no, 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 no. She's like, hey, you guys, you want to see my puppy? And my employee's like, no. And I still have men come up to me in my hometown being like, why aren't you together with this woman? She was so hot.
Oh, my God.
Because she sucked, dog.
Yeah.
Because she sucked.
There.
Stalker.
Yeah.
I didn't move into a place of my own for 3 years, right?
Yeah, I've been there.
I finally did, and I unloaded my bookcase, like my bookshelf.
Yeah.
And my yearbook, I took it out, and there's this big pamphlet that falls out. I'm like, oh, what is that? And I pick it up, and it's one of her modeling pictures of, like, her butt hanging out, like, Like, she put that there for me to find. Oh, I unloaded all the things, because they had to pack my stuff up. The most narcissistic person I've ever met in my life. I was stranded in Vegas 2 weeks ago because I got kicked off my flight for vaping on the loading dock.
What? You can't vape on a loading dock?
I mean...
What the fuck, dude?
They were mad. The chick was mad. She wasn't mad at me. She was mad at somebody else.
And took it out on you?
And so I hit up everybody, you know? I sent a, like, massive text out, like, hey, I need 20-something bucks or whatever. Help me out. Both my main ex just now of 5 years and then XXX. Both hit me up and they're like, we know you're just tweaking in Helena, like trying to rip people off. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, really? Stalker chick was one of them. And I'm like, New York, New York behind me. I'm like, what is this then? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm literally stuck in Vegas. Fast forward 2 weeks and I'm stuck in Portland.
Oh my God.
This is the life of a Pisces Aquarius right now, okay?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
2023, never forget.
Yeah. Yeah, I love me some 2023.
I don't love it at all.
No, I got fucked over this year pretty hard.
I'm recovering. Are you doing okay right now?
I am now. Me. Just now. Like, literally, like just now. Within, like, last month, you know? So, but yeah, like, I just got divorced. It was some bullshit.
Of course you did. Down. Everybody did.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
So, mine went before everything. But Mercury fucks us all, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you jerk off with?
Carrying, Let's
like
see.
Your hand or, like...
Oh yeah, last time it was definitely with my hand for sure. That's you good. Know, I got a special relationship with phalanges, sir.
So but, do you also agree with me that people are receptacles? It's not like
yeah. Oh yeah,
you're in charge
yeah.
of getting yourself off.
Hell yeah,
because we can get ourselves off.
Yeah, I burned through my victim anybody. Points a long ass time ago. Let's be honest.
That's good.
Yeah, so I ain't doing that shit anymore. So yeah, we're gonna do a reading. So let's just do that. Let's do the reading,
okay,
man.
I'm ready.
All right, cool. So how you work is that you are like literally in the moment all the time. You literally look at people. You know what they have done. You know what they do. You know what actions they take. When you look at someone, you basically have an idea of what they've been through, and which really gives you the ability to perform around them because you kind of know what they expect.
Yep.
Just straight up. You just know what they expect. Yep. And then it allows you to actually be a top performer and actually craft or create a specific experience for them, which then actually ends up inspiring, hopefully, loyalty so that they stick around for you, right? Because then that's how you actually build like your fucking wolf pack and shit. You build up those bonds and those connections with those people so that because you invest in those people, you give to them basically. And it's like, you don't expect much, except like when you fucking call them, they better fucking answer the fucking phone. And they better be there for you and willing to drop everything for you in that specific moment and knowing that they always got your back, no matter what, right? Next thing is that you are all about the facts, even to the point where you're willing to criticize the fuck out of people. Some people say you're some fucking harsh motherfucker or whatever, but the reality is you do that because you fucking care. And they just want to fucking judge you instead of and actually not listen to you. But you do know that if they actually listen to you, they will actually have a better life or a better right now. Because it's like, holy shit, you're fucking up.
I
Come
got
on,
goosebumps,
man.
Dog.
Yeah.
That stripper, that's all I was telling her. I'm like, yo, oh my God. I mean, every time, look at those.
Yeah.
Look at those. See him?
Dude, he's got some. He's got his own fucking little army right here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
My nipples are hard.
Yeah. Okay. Pointy. That's how we do it here. We like pointy things. So, anyway, the point is So you're extremely caring. You literally know how people feel. You said that you're very empathic earlier. Hell yeah. In fact, no one is actually more empathic than you are because you know exactly what they're experiencing. You know exactly what they're feeling, and it gives you a position where you're able to actually solve problems. The problem is getting them to actually fucking listen. That's the problem. And then you have to deal with people's stupid ass pride, or you gotta deal with people who wanna cling to their, you know, bullshit belief system that literally is actually the reason why they're in the fucking ditch. And you're the guy like holding your hand out, come on. I was a crab in the bucket, you're still in the bucket. I can actually get you out, but for some fucking reason, you're too dumb to actually pull up my fucking
dumb
hand.
Dumb, ignorant.
Yeah, ignorant. Yeah, ignorant is a better word, I agree. Now, however, you have some fear. And the fear is that fear of wanting the wrong thing, fear of making the wrong decision, fear, because when you make a decision, you know that all of your other options may actually just, those doors will shut. And sometimes it's like, you get in a situation where it's like, oh, I'm not entirely sure if that's exactly what I want. So what you end up doing is be like, okay, would you do this decision? Or how do you feel about this particular decision? Sometimes you gotta call in your affiliates, you gotta call in your bros, you gotta call in your wolf pack to figure out if it is a specific decision you want, unless you know for a fucking fact it is exactly what you want because you know you're going to get the outcome you're looking for. Kind of it's like, why the fuck go to the store if I'm not gonna get exactly what I want ahead of time? You're gonna find out that you're not gonna waste your time because you're not a time waster. Even though people judge you as a time waster, but you're not a time waster. No. You know, and they need to stop being so fucking judgmental towards you. It's really annoying. So your worry exists based on your own experience. You have nostalgia, and you get worried about that the good times will end one day, and you try to keep it going as much as you can for yourself, but also for other people. You also worry about being forced and obligated, things that you shouldn't be obligated with, because sometimes, you know, your friends, who you obligate to do things because guess what? They owe you because you do a lot of favors for them and shit. But then sometimes they get obligated by third parties and then they drag you into their bullshit and pull you down at the same time. And it's really annoying. It's like fucking annoying. And you're like, oh my God, what the fuck? Like, stop doing that. So the other thing is that you work really hard and everything that you earn over your life, you also worry that you're gonna be forced to share with specific people.
Not forced.
When you... Oh, not forced?
Voluntarily. Hmm.
Fair enough. So, and then also, you're very critical towards other people's thinking, especially like content, the news, you know, anything you find in a fucking newspaper, a blog post, or anything you read, or anything people are saying or whatever, because it's just like, how do you know? How the fuck do you know? You're very critical towards other people's thinking. Yeah. Yeah, show me the proof. But sometimes that blows up in your face because it's like...
because I'm wrong.
Not always, though. You're actually more right than most people.
Yeah.
Because you're very responsible with your thinking. And you know everyone else is really fucking irresponsible with their thinking. So they should probably listen to you instead of listening to some bunch of dumb fucks on the street. You know what I'm saying? So then there's that issue. But the next one is also that sometimes, though, it can blow up in your face because it's like, hey, you can get to a point...
I didn't come over here just for that.
What do you have? What are you hiding?
What are you talking about?
You're just holding things all the time.
Maybe he thinks you're a cop.
My hand is over my heart.
And it looks like there's holding something. We're literally in the midst of it right now.
Why are you so curious about what I'm holding?
Because I'm in your presence, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So forgive me for not considering you.
Tom, he's
chill the fuck out, dog. You want to come at me like that? You want to come at me aggressively?
Come at you aggressively?
Come at me aggressively one more time.
How did I aggressively?
You want to back the fuck up real quick?
Bro,
back the fuck up. Back the fuck up for my stuff. Back the fuck up. Back the fuck up. Back the fuck up, dude. Back the fuck up. What are you holding in your cup? What are you holding in your cup?
Do not touch him.
I'm not. He's holding something in his coat. Back the fuck up. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Back the fuck up. Yeah, of course. Back the fuck up. What are you holding in your coat, dude? Well, then back the fuck up.
I mean, for all we know, it's like a weapon, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Can I have the microphone?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, bro. ESTP, UDUF, folks. Y'all have a good night. I'm gonna go live again. See ya.